by a voice vote, the Nigerian Senate brought to a close the campaign on a bill to amend the constitution that will allow President Olusegun Obasanjo to run for a third term in elections next year. The surprise move, which came at the end of the first round of debate on the bill, was greeted with shouts of joy by opponents of the measure. Senator Tokunbo Akikiomi from Lagos says Tuesday's vote ends the legislative process.
Once the question is put for second reading and is negatived, that means the end of the entire proceeding. And you see, the interesting thing about this is that what happened in the Senate is not only in the Senate, it will also affect the deliberation in the House of Reps, because that will also mark the end of that deliberation in the House of Reps, and also the proposals will not go to any of the states as of assembly. So invariably, that terminates the process of constitutional amendment in this session of the National Assembly.
The Assembly had come under intense pressure in the past few months amid allegations of bribery and intimidation. The bill needed two-thirds support of both houses to pass. Afikeyemi says the bill was hugely unpopular.
For so long as the mass of majority of Nigerians are resolute about their objection to the entire process, the third term and its affiliate proposal, it was obvious. And you see, when you saw them today, what we have seen today is that when the question was put, they could not even mount any resistance.
A former military ruler, President Obasanjo, returned to power in 1999 elections, which restored democracy in Africa's most populous nation after three decades of almost uninterrupted military rule. Elections should mark the first time in Nigerian history that a civilian president hands over power to another through elections. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.